Wednesdays at 8:15, we're joined by Joe Mays, the former linebacker. His appearances are brought to you by the Leia Center, located at 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC. Joe, the Chiefs playing on the Monday night stage. This is still a huge, like, bright light event for a player, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're pretty used to this now. I mean, going from the Super Bowl to opening up on Thursday night, and now to get the a Monday night game. Yeah, of course, it's prime time, so they get it. So they know everybody's watching them at all times. So they got to put on the show.
You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire said the other day the biggest difference from week one to week two was not having fans in the stands and having to, like, go, oh my gosh, we got to generate this energy ourselves, I guess. You know, you played.
Well, he did go to LSU. He's never experienced this.
That's true. He's never experienced this before. From LSU to the Chiefs, I mean, you know, you got some great fan bases, man. You played all over the league in Philly and Denver, here in Kansas City. I mean, what's it like to have that crowd behind you, and what would do you think it would be like to play in front of nobody?
The extra oomph out of you. They're bringing energy, something that you feed off of, whether they're cheering you on or whether they're booing you. It's just the energy that they bring to the table that you get a chance to feed off of. And when there's no one sitting in the stands, I can only imagine that, you know, it just feels super weird, especially if you're in those stadiums and they have all that fake noise. Because you're used to hearing it in practice, but when you're playing in the game, you want to hear the real, you want to hear the people. You want to hear the fans come out and cheer you on and boo you on, so you can feed off of it and play well. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it has to feel super weird to just go out there and you basically hear everybody talking when you're used to not even being able to hear anyone speak.
So what would you do?
Boo you on
is really good.
That helps too, I'm sure, in certain instances, doesn't it?
Say that again. I ain't know who to listen to.
In certain instances, booing is good.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're blowing somebody out, or, you know, you just have the upper hand and the teams are booing you. That's always a great thing.
You know, Philly put in fake boos for Carson Wentz last week, so they were trying to generate, like the reality of what was going on in Philadelphia. I mean, so fake boos are good too, I guess, right?
I mean, they're going to let you know that they're disappointed, whether it's the fans or whether it's, you know, the stadium, you know, emulating the fans. I mean, they're going to let you know that you disappoint the team, you disappoint the city. I mean, they booed McNabb, they booed Coach Reed, and if you haven't heard, they booed Santa Claus. So, I mean, the Eagles fans, they booed just about any single person that come through there. So, yeah, I think it was powerful. Course, for sure.
Well, this week is huge, man. I'm more excited for this game than I've been for the first two games of the season, obviously, because it's Lamar, it's Patrick, it's the Ravens, it's the Chiefs, it's the new, I believe, rivalry in the NFL. The Chiefs have dominated, though, over the last 2 years, winning both of those games. Why have the Chiefs been so successful, in your opinion, against the Ravens?
Well, I think, you know, when it came to the Chiefs, they were just been able to, you know, play really, really good football on both sides of the field. I mean, offense and defense. And then also, don't forget special teams, being able to go out there and get good field position. So I think that, you know, it's just they played a more complete game. I mean, although the Ravens, they played them tough every single time they played them, the Chiefs come out and play more of a complete game. And, I think it's going to be interesting this year because the Ravens, they haven't forgotten about last year. They haven't forgotten about, you know, not being able to finish and execute and do the things they want to do in order to win the national championship. So they're going to come out and play well this game, I really believe, on both sides of the ball with Lamar Jackson leading the offense and the defense still being as stout as it is.
Chatting with Joe Mays, you played the position. What do you see when you watch the Chiefs linebacker group?
You know what, I see them trying to come downhill and trying to be in every single play, especially when it's a run play. Of course, you know, it's still in the beginning of the season. You know, not everyone is getting off blocks the way they need to get off blocks. So that's going to be something that's going to be key, especially when you're playing these running teams like Baltimore. They're going to come in. They're going to run the ball all game long until you stop it. And then, you know, be able to run the play action pass off of it and go deep down the field. So it's gonna be extremely important for the Chiefs to stop the run game because, I mean, you know, every single week the teams are watching what the Chiefs' defense weakness is. And so far, it just seems like being able to stop the run, that's the one thing that they can on.
Yeah, no, it is not easy to stop this Baltimore running attack. It was the best in the NFL a year ago. It's on pace to be one of the best in the NFL again this season. Yeah. So when you say stop the run, that's not just a cliche for this game. That's legitimately it. And the one thing that I think, you know, I've seen John Harbaugh do in these two games against the Chiefs, he's panicked. When it hasn't worked, he's panicked and thrown his game plan out the window. And that's part of the reason, a big part of the reason why they've lost these games to the Chiefs. So do you think if the Chiefs can come out there early and stop the run early in this game, it may have that same type of effect and they may get panic set in over there in Baltimore?
No, you know what? I think they'll panic if the Chiefs come out and score on their first two or three possessions, because now it kind of tosses the run game out. At this point, you have to make sure you match point for point. And instead of, you know, trying to be in control of the game, I mean, you're already out of control because you're losing by two or three touchdowns. That's going to force him to change his game plan altogether. So if the Chiefs can come out on offense and execute and score in their first couple of possessions, go up by a couple touchdowns, that'll change everything.
So you think there's more pressure on the offense to get it done this week and really lay a beat down early than the defense?
Yeah, I really do. Of course, you know, I think our defense will be able to withhold. But the thing is, when it comes to that Ravens team, they have so many weapons. Just like our offense have weapons when it comes to throwing the ball, they have a ton of weapons running the ball, including the quarterback, which I believe he might be the most dangerous one. So it's going to be important for our offense to score more points than their offense. And, of course, the defense have to hold up as best they can.
Chiefs have had a bunch of success with next man up, especially on defense right now. They kind of weathered some injuries and put guys in and seemingly have kind of played. Is that good player selection, good player recognition? Does that go back to the coaching? Where do you see that they've had that success? And if somebody goes, we're just going to put somebody else in and keep plugging along.
It's a mixture of both. You know, when it comes to, you know, choosing personnel, the Chiefs definitely do their homework. Coach Reed, Veach, those guys, they do a ton of studying on players and knowing who's the right fit for the team. Who's smart enough to go in and be able to play if someone goes down? Who can also, you know, be talented and go out there and help the team win? So, you know, these are different things that they're checking off when you know, recruiting or studying players. So when they come in and they teach them everything they need to teach them and coach them up well, and then, you know, just their time, it comes up, if, you know, whether it's an injury or whether it's time for them to start, They're ready to play. So, yeah, the Chiefs do their homework, and they know who to bring in, who not to bring in.
Joe, I think Butker right now is the best weapon in the NFL from that kicker
standpoint.
I mean, he's unbelievable. Who's the best weapon you ever played with?
Oh, man. That right there is a tough one. Let's see. Tim Tebow? No.
Not the answer I thought we'd get.
Yeah. I had to throw that in there. The best weapon. You know what, man? I played when I was in Philadelphia with Brian Westbrook. That dude was amazing. He ran the ball. He caught the ball. He was what Clyde Helaire is turning into today, what everyone is saying he's going to turn into. But he did it consistently week in, week out. I would probably say he was probably the best weapon I've been around.
So you're going with Tebow then? You're going to stick with Tebow?
No, I'm not sticking with Tebow. You know, Tebow was a good dude, but as far as being a weapon, that's a stretch.
Yeah, no doubt. Joe, we appreciate the time as always, and we'll see you down at the Leia Center soon, my man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having me on.
You got it.
Joe Mays joins us Wednesdays at 8:15 each and every week, as his perspective. Of course, he still calls him Coach Reed. I love it.
They all do.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just so great though. Like Coach, you know, it's that deferential. Like, oh yeah, that's Coach Reed.
That's Coach Reed, or just so Coach. You know, when you refer to him as Coach, yeah. You know, that's when you know you got
their attention.
That's right.
He's always got his attention.
Mm-hmm.
Fesco in the morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.